our children, they are our offspring. They are our extensions and branches. You have the main trunk of the tree. Then you have all these branches coming out, but they're feeding off the tree from the trunk, from the roots. And your children, you as a mother or father, it is your primary duty. You are the number one individual out there to train the child up according to Islamic values. If we don't do this, then others will gladly train our children according to their non-Islamic values. When we look at the cartoons, the entertainment industry as a whole, one of the things that we realize is they are promoting en masse. They are promoting immodesty. They are promoting immorality. Music, singing, dancing, clubs, pubs, alcohol, gambling, casinos. They are promoting lewd and immoral dress. They are promoting to live your own life. Don't worry about your parents. Don't worry about live your own life. Don't worry about what Allah and the Prophet ﷺ says, what the Quran says. They won't tell you this directly in most cases, but this is what they are promoting. No, your life, your body. Do what you want. I'm sorry, if you're a Muslim, if you're a believer, we can't do as we please because we have rules to follow. If I'm a Muslim, if I'm not a Muslim, then that person, well, he'll follow his desires, his ego, his self. He'll worship himself. But as a Muslim, we have the manual, which is Al-Quran, which is Kalamullah, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the primary example, which is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunnah, which is a complete and comprehensive way of life. It's a lifestyle. It's either we choose the best lifestyle to live this short life to the maximum benefit, which is a sunnah, or I choose the other ways, that's up to me. But as a Muslim, Muslim means one who submits to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have I submitted to the will of Allah, or am I obeying my will, my desires, my opinions, and the opinions and feelings of other people and the social constructs and culture that is out there? That's my choice, but I will be accountable on the day of judgment for whatever I choose. So think wisely, choose wisely. As a believer, as a Muslim, I don't own this body. It belongs to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.